You are listening to the Pleasant Spirit Podcast with your host, licensed massage therapist, Kyle Pleasant. Here, we will be discussing topics on health and wellness, as well as self-improvement and his experiences as a legally blind massage therapist. And now, here's your host, Kyle.
Hello, and welcome to the Pleasant Spirit Podcast. I am your host, licensed massage therapist, Kyle Pleasant. Well, I hope everyone out there is having a decent spring, if you could call it that. I don't know about you, but here in Oregon, spring still has not made much of an appearance. It did for a couple of days there, and then we ended up having a crazy, snowstorm here in the middle of April, if you can believe it. So I hope wherever you are, I hope the weather is becoming nicer and we're going to be able to get outdoors and do some projects. I know for me, mine have been delayed a little bit because of all of that. You know, this time of year, we're out doing yard work and being outdoors and trying to, you know, get cleaned up from winter. So it's been delayed for me, but I hope wherever you are being able to do something productive outside or inside. I know whenever people move into a new place, or, you know, they're kind of refreshing their home or their apartment or, you know, whatever, wherever it is that you call home, we kind of have this nesting instinct where we are creating our space to be homey and comfortable and safe and secure, which, you know, most everyone is looking for that kind of security, and to have a space to call their own. We put up knickknacks and pictures and, you know, just kind of position the furniture and the colors just to be, you know, for our own space. And that helps us to feel secure and gives us the opportunity to, you know, whenever we've had a hard day or, you know, we're stressed out or whatever it is, that we can retreat into, you know, our space that we've created for us. It helps us feel more secure. When I first moved into our house, you know, that was one of the first things that we did, you know, is that we, you know, you paint and you put in carpet or you put your own particular style on that space. I don't know if many people know, but I work out of my house doing massage, and so the part of our garage I ended up creating as a massage studio, and with that, you know, I, you know, painted and put in carpet and that kind of stuff. And being a massage therapist out of my house is nice because it's a short commute, and I really enjoy having the opportunity to serve other people. And by me creating the space that I had, it gives someone the opportunity to have an hour's worth or 90 minutes worth of time that I created for them. And so it's just another opportunity for me to have created space for someone else. And I'm talking a lot about creating space is because, you know, whether it's in the physical world or the metaphysical world, internally or externally, you know, when we go throughout our day in our life or whatever, we create space for a lot of things. And oftentimes we don't think about that when we start to feel stressed or unloved or we are lacking in some way or we feel lacking in some way, it's because we haven't created the space for it, either externally or internally in our hearts or minds or whatever. If we want peace in our lives, if we want to see generosity or compassion or prosperity in our lives in some way, we need to make space for that in our lives. You know, we have energy all around us, in our homes, in our relationships, in the way that we think about stuff or whatever. And if we don't make the time to meditate on peaceful thoughts or prosperous thoughts or creating an opportunity or an atmosphere for prosperity or peace to be, because we have energy in our lives that inhibit that in some way, then we have to make sure that we make space for the things in our life that we want. We, you know, we're vessels. The universe created us to be vessels, and we're vessels for all kinds of things. And if we're filling our space with stress and lack, you know, the thoughts of lack or our energy of our relationships, you know, inhibit peace in our lives, then we have to make sure that we're the vessels to be filled with the things that we want in our lives. If we want to see peace in our lives, we have to be a vessel for peace to be filled into. We all have the same 86,000 seconds of time each day. And if we're filling it full of junk that we don't need in our lives, or if we're filling it full of stress and not of peace, then, you know, then peace doesn't have a place to be in our lives. If our homes, you know, are filled with clutter, if our homes are filled with voices or relationships or, you know, or whatever that don't, you know, are, that are not conducive to peace or generosity or compassion or gratitude or, you know, whatever it is that we feel is not showing up, not being manifested in our lives, then we have to create that. In the physical world, I mean, it's a good idea to, you know, create some kind of space to meditate, you know, even if it's just a closet or a corner somewhere in our house that we can sit and meditate and be mindful, or journal, or, you know, for prayer. You know, if we don't make space or time for that, then it's going to be a lot harder for that vessel to be filled. So I hope something out there inspired someone to, you know, create space, create peace in their lives, to create a place where peace, humility, compassion, generosity, gratitude can dwell in. And with that, I hope that you share this episode. And if you have any questions, you can reach me at podcast@pleasantspirit.com. And with that, have a pleasant day and be well.
Thank you for listening to the Pleasant Spirit Podcast. We hope you found today's show informative. Please take a moment to write a review. And if you want to reach out or have show ideas, you can email at podcast@pleasantspirit.com. You can also visit his website at pleasantspirit.com. If you are in the Portland, Oregon area, you can schedule a massage or one of his coaching services at pleasanttouchmassage.com. See you next time, and always be well.